Have a great day and don't drink too much.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, it's Richard. And I have a boner-sode for you. You're listening to Boner-sode 18 for August 15th, 2019. And today's Boner-sode was produced by Whoa There. Thank you, Mr. There, for your support. You might have noticed I sound a bit different. And I actually have a favor to ask. I am using a completely new mixer, and it's taking some getting used to. I need all of you to pay attention to the volume level of these calls. Do they sound quiet? Too loud? Anything off about them? Or they sound just fine? Please let me know in the comments section of this Boner-sode on the Patreon. I'd sure appreciate it. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. It's your neighbor, Bobson.
Yes?
Oh, I was just calling because I was over there the other night just lifting a fingerprint off your doorknob. And I had my little black light with me, my little portable black light. And I was running it, you know, over your doorknob and everything. And I noticed that there was quite a bit of fecal matter on the doorknob. So I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up, you know, just a friendly neighborly advice. You might want to be a little more diligent about washing your hands.
And where in the neighborhood do you live?
Oh, I'm just down the street from you.
And which house do you live in, Bob?
My name's Bobson.
Bobson?
Correct.
Which house do you live in?
Oh, I'm over here, you know, 6289.
At the end of the street?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you were on my front porch testing my doorknob?
I wasn't testing it. I was just trying to lift a fingerprint, you know, just for my...
Why?
For my album. You know, it's just a hobby of mine. I just keep them, you know, I just keep fingerprints in a... Kind of like a photo album sort of thing.
So, when did you move here?
I've been here, what has it been, 4 years? Been here a while.
Who'd you buy the house from?
What does that matter? That's a strange question.
I don't believe you are who you are, say you are.
Of course, this is Bobson. Like, I don't know, we don't really know each other personally or anything. I'm sure you've seen me around, though. I have
so
the
who
facial
are your neighbors
tattoos
on either side. Who are your neighbors on either side?
There's Roy and Olga. Let's see, there's Mr. Biggs. He's a couple houses down from me.
I don't know any of these people, and I've lived here 31 years.
Well, I don't understand why you're being so, you know, paranoid and untrusting. I was just trying to be a good neighbor, you know, just think you ought to be a little more diligent about washing your hands after you poop, that's all.
I think we're done talking.
Well, why? I mean, I was just giving you advice.
Hello?
Hey, Cheryl, you hung up before I could tell you about your mailbox.
What's wrong with my mailbox?
Well, after I saw the poop all over your doorknob, I decided to try to lift a fingerprint off your mailbox, and I ran the black light over that, and it was just covered in semen.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, don't you call me again, you asswipe.
Hello?
Hi, Eleanor?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Bobson, from down the street.
I'm not sure who you are.
Oh, I was just calling because I was over there the other night trying to lift a fingerprint off your doorknob.
And why would that be?
Oh, you know, it's just a hobby of mine. But, well, the reason
I'm sorry, but, you know, this is something I could even report.
No. It's nothing nefarious or anything. It's just a hobby. I just collect them in an album, you know, I just kind of like
collect them.
Well,
what do you want?
Well, the reason I was calling, geez, to bite my head off.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a very strange call.
No, it's totally normal. But I was just calling to, you know, just be a friendly neighbor because, you know, I have my kit with me, which, you know, has a little portable black light. And I was running the black light over your doorknob. And I was noticing that, it, you know, your doorknob's covered in quite a bit of fecal matter.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I don't think it's bullshit. I think it's human shit.
Hello?
Hi, Kitty?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve with the HOA?
Yes.
The reason I'm calling is we held a vote. You know, we held an emergency meeting here at the council.
Right.
And the board voted, and it was a majority rule that your house over there at 6477
right.
is ugly. And we don't really? Like it.
Why?
Oh,
we've lived there for like 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, just, it's old and looks kind of shabby and dingy. And we all had various reasons and everything. Well, I didn't get a vote. I'm just the secretary here. But, everyone had their say.
I'm very curious because we have attended every meeting. I have attended every meeting. And we've lived there.
We didn't attend this meeting.
I'm in Michigan 6 months.
Yeah.
But I lived there 6 months of the year. The reason
that's part of the
I'm
problem.
Saying this, well, okay, but I have, just tell me what you want to do. I have rock on the front, that's roadside.
Yeah,
and the backside we maintain.
Yeah, it looks like a dump.
And a dump. Nobody. Yeah.
I mean, those aren't my words. I just have various notes from the meeting here in front of me.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, so I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so, just want to let you know, that was the results. It was an overwhelming majority that your place looks like crap.
I can tell you the one infraction that we do, and I've been working on my husband, is that our trash barrels are not inside the garage.
Yeah, nobody mentioned any infractions. Like, I don't think there's anything in my notes here about.
I mean, that I am very aware, because I'm on a board up here, okay? I'm on a household board up here. So I am very aware of boards. There's not much we can do with the driveway and the rocks that are visible from the road and the backside.
Yeah, the backside looks like ass.
Okay. I'm not there, and we won't be there until October, but there may be my son who maintains and trims and blah, blah.
Yeah.
We have things that.
Well, I don't think anyone had any problem with like the vegetation or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I mean,
they're just saying like the general look of the house, like it looks all just old.
I can't change the look of the damn house.
Well, I mean, you got to do something because, man, I mean, that thing's an eyesore.
You don't have to do anything.
Well,
look,
it wasn't a vote to force you to do anything. It was just the first step.
Okay, you're the secretary. It's a wood brick house, right?
Mm-hmm.
We maintain the brick. We maintain the brick. And we maintain the wood every 2 years. We have green awnings. They're not shattered or shuttered or anything.
And Mr. Biggs, I'm just flipping through my notes here. Mr. Biggs, he said that he has half a mind to just go pee on your doorknob.
Why?
You'd have to ask him.
I appreciate your call, but that really kind of hits low because we maintain both of our properties and we
don't shoot the messenger.
No, I'm not shooting you, honey. I'm not shooting you at all. Yeah. But,
Cody, he said that, like he's got a lot of wacky ideas. Cody said that you ought to just, burn it to the ground and start over.
Oh, sure.
Cody was a little drunk. You know how he is, but.
I would like him to come visit my house. I mean, we just put like $35,000 into the interior.
Big deal. The outside, that's what we voted on, though. That's what they voted on.
I don't give a... I mean, I can't do anything about the brick.
Well, you watch your mouth.
About the brick.
You just watch your mouth, Kitty. I know what you were about to say.
No, I can't do anything about... I'm not about to say anything. I can't do anything about a brick house that is in a neighborhood as... we bought into.
Well, I regret jumping. I regret jumping. Says it looks like a brick shitter.
Good. Well, you can continue to think that way. I'm not gonna.
I don't think that. That was I regret jumping. Those aren't my words.
All the people that we have a neighborhood get together, and we're very active in our little neighborhood.
And LGB Terminator said that it looks like a meth lab.
Oh, good. I'd like them to come visit back like November 1st or something when I, back
Well,
then.
I guess they're talking about the time that you're not there. I don't know what the difference is,
There's nobody. I mean, I have someone looking over it. I have someone staying there three nights a week. It is not a meth lab. My neighbors are very good neighbors. Mm-hmm. And talk to them all the time.
Who's staying
the
there?
People on the corner. Who's staying there? My granddaughter and my son.
Oh, we don't have that in our records here. You have to register that with us. You're in clear violation. I'm gonna put that in my notes.
No.
Here.
Why?
I'm gonna add that to the report.
Why am I in clear violation? It's my family.
Resident has illegal.
I don't have illegal.
Well, I mean,
I don't have any.
It's just the terminology. It's just the terminology. Don't look into it. I mean,
no, I don't have anybody illegal. It's our house.
Well, I mean, it's just the terminology. You know, we consider them illegal aliens. Anyone that's not registered with us is considered an illegal alien.
Well, so it's my family.
Resident has illegal aliens residing in home for what was that? So 6 months out of the year. Is that the case?
No. Well, off on and off. My husband could have been back there this weekend. But I'm just telling you. There is nothing that I can do.
Is your husband the one that runs the meth lab?
Sure. I have never used drugs in my life, and neither has he. Okay?
Well, I mean, I didn't say that you did, but I mean...
Great.
Olga said it looks like a whorehouse.
Great. I'm telling you.
And okay. Brad, you know, Brad, he said that it looks like the bricks are all installed upside down. Like you had
great.
Like Brad said that you had to hire someone.
I think you got...
Well, no, he had
I don't
good,
know.
You were asking about suggestions. His suggestion was that you hire a company to come in and rotate those bricks, you know, get them right side up.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. I don't know.
You got to hire Royco. They're a pretty good outfit to go with.
I am not moving any bricks. You don't move.
I mean, maybe
like
that's the problem.
I will invite the board to my house.
I don't think the board wants to set foot in that shithole.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. That's okay. I don't think I have any more to say to you. I'm not saying anything bad to you.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, these aren't my words. You know, don't.
Okay, well, fine.
It's not a personal attack.
I have come to every board meeting, and I've been very active, and I've come to board meetings, and I've gone to emergency board meetings, and et cetera.
For 6 months out of the year and you've got illegal aliens living in your house.
Strange. Yeah, illegal. My son?
Yeah, but he's not registered with us, so we're going to have to...
I don't give a shit.
Whoa, there you go with the language again.
I never used any language until then.
Well, now you're yelling and screaming at me and cursing
I'm
at
not
me.
Yelling, I'm not yelling and screaming
if
at you,
if we see
you,
your
darling.
Son in the neighborhood, we're gonna stop him and ask for his papers.
Fine. I think you should. He's never been out of the country, so
we're gonna have your son deported from the neighborhood. I mean,
I don't think I have any more to say to you.
Hello.
Hey, Cutler.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you in the bathroom? It sounds all echoey.
Actually,
you're not pooping, are you?
I might be.
Oh, gross. Hey, I was just calling because this is your neighbor, Bobson, from down the street.
Sorry about that. I didn't know who was calling.
Oh, it's okay. I was just calling because I'm almost done with this sculpture that I'm making of you.
Okay.
And I just have a question about, like, your dimensions, you know, or your size. Because I have a bunch of photos that I took of you and everything from all different angles. I'm trying to make this thing as accurate as possible, though. And I was just kind of hoping you can tell me what your, you know, like how big your penis is.
You have reached a number that does not accept solicitations. If you are a solicitor, please add this number to your do not call list and hang up now. Otherwise, please press 1 or stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Woonyan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Sleeve with the HOA.
Who's this again?
Sleeve McDykel with the Homeowners Association?
Yes.
And, oh, boy, your phone sounds like crap.
Right, yeah.
I was just calling because we noticed that you had your phone line set up to block solicitations.
Yes,
And, you know, that's a...
You're not soliciting, are you?
No. I'm with your homeowners association, but that's why I'm calling because, you know, that's against the HOA bylaws, right? You know that, don't you?
No, I'm not 100% sure, yeah.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Yeah. You're not allowed to block any solicitation. We have contracts with, you know, all the major and minor solicitors around the country. So they're going to be calling you, and you need to accept their calls. That's all in the HOA charter.
Yes, but what is the reason you call?
I just told you. Were you not listening?
Well, because of the noise. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not calling about the noise. I'm calling about the block you have on the solicitation. That's against the bylaws here in the HOA. You need to undo that. You can't block.
Yeah, I'm thinking of because a lot of people complain to me, and I feel a little bit bad about this. But right. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right now you're in direct violation of the bylaws here. So, you know, as it stands, you know, I mean, we could technically evict you for this, but we're going to let it slide as long as you take that block off.
Yeah, okay, how can you do that?
What do you mean how? We're the HOA. I mean, you signed the contract here. It's all there. You just need to read it.
Uh-huh, dummy. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking of getting rid of it, yes.
We need to quit thinking about it and do it, motherfucker.
Okay.
Because otherwise, okay. You know, that's it. Your ass is out of here.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not 100% sure I followed that conversation.
Well, I mean, it's like, what do you have against capitalism, you know? Like, solicitors, they're just trying to make a buck. That's their right, you know?
Yeah, but when you reach a certain point, it becomes very annoying.
Yeah, but, you know, you're trying to kill jobs by blocking their calls. You should take them. You have to take them. You know, that's part of the rules around here.
That's not my rule, okay?
Oh, no, it's not your rule,
it's
ours.
You're trying to tell?
It's our rule.
Are you trying to convince me that I should get rid of this block?
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. You just need to follow the rules or that's it. You know, we'll start the eviction process. And go live somewhere else.
Yeah, you are from this neighborhood association.
Yeah, the Homeowners Association, dummy.
Huh. Okay. Well, so I'll think about it.
No, there's nothing to think about. You either do it or that's it. We'll start the eviction process. You can start packing your bags.
How can you evict me?
It's right there in the HOA charter, Article 14, Section 31. Look it up.
Okay, I will look it up, okay? Thank you for calling.
All right, well, I'm gonna start the eviction process then, because I don't think you're taking this too seriously.
Well, I don't think anybody can evict me because
Well, you didn't read the fine print on the contract that you signed when you moved here, motherfucker. So, I suggest you just go read through it right now.
Come on. I don't want to hear all this language. Okay.
What language? I'm speaking English. That's racist.
Motherfucker is English.
Motherfucker, what? Hey, tell that bitch in the background to shut her mouth.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Levin with the HOA?
Yes,
Hey, I was just calling because the board held an emergency meeting. And they held a vote, and they wanted me to give you a call because the overwhelming majority was in favor of noting that your house was ugly.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand the purpose of the vote or anything, and I don't think there's, like, really any reasoning behind it. But, yeah, they just wanted to let you know that, yeah, they voted that your house is ugly.
How many others?
Well, you know, it was the whole board, and it was a majority. You know, majority.
Oh, I mean, how many other houses were labeled ugly?
Oh, it was just a vote on yours specifically. Yeah, it was unanimous. They deemed your house ugly.
Well, I'm surprised and I'm unhappy.
Yeah, I don't. You know, like I said, I'm just a messenger. You know, I didn't have a vote or a say in it or anything.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But yeah, Mr. Biggs, he said that your house just looked like a total shithole.
Wow. I forgot a one story. Well, no. Okay.
What's that?
Nothing. Mr. Biggs, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Biggs. Yeah, you know, I just have my notes here in front of me, and Mr. Biggs was saying that your house looks like a shithole and a grease stain. And Cody, he said that your house looked like a meth lab.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm pretty unhappy with this, but all right, if that's what the board says.
Yeah, well, there was, you know, like specific discussion about how it was an eyesore and it sticks out like a sore thumb. And
okay, well, I'll wait till I hear something from the board.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to really do anything. It's just a designation, that's all. It doesn't really result in anything. It's just you're on a list of ugly houses.
Okay, well, I'm sorry we made that list.
Yeah, and they said they're going to hold a review in 6 months, and, you know, maybe that could be overturned, but for now, yeah, you definitely have the shame of the ugly label on you.
I'm on the phone now, too.
Oh, hey, Barbara, this is between me and John, okay, honey?
No, it isn't.
This is her house, too.
Yeah
okay, but,
too.
You know, nobody... Did you give her permission to speak, John? Because, I mean, I must have missed
yes,
that.
I did. I certainly did.
Oh, okay, my mistake. I didn't hear it.
Well, what in the heck is going on?
You said the board has taken a vote, and we're the only ugly house that they picked out by name.
Are you kidding?
No. And like I said, I didn't have a say in it, you know? These aren't my words. I was just asked to pass the message along that, you know, your house has been designated as the ugly house.
Have you driven by here recently?
Maybe a few weeks ago. I didn't really pay much attention.
Well,
I'm usually drunk, though, when I'm driving, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not the best person to ask.
Well, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a label, you know, like it doesn't really result
in
anything.
Well, yeah, it's a label. Well, would you like your house labeled this way?
Oh, hell no. I'd be pissed if I were you.
Well, I am.
Fuck that shit. But yeah, you know, it's, you know, they said it would be up for review in 6 months. So, you know, maybe there's some way you could turn it around.
Well, who can I talk to on the board? Anybody?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a done deal, you know, like it's already in the official record at this point. I don't know that it would make a difference.
Well, I'm going to complain to somebody.
In fact, so. I'm supposed to, since I'm done here with talking to you, I'm supposed to start etching it in stone, you know, because we keep all the important records, like in stone tablets. In fact, I might as well just go ahead and get started here.
So we're the only ones.
Yeah, you were the only one. I mean, they voted on it, you know, and it was unanimous.
You know,
this is a cul-de-sac. Nobody's going down here all the time. Who in the heck is even coming down here? There are 5, 6, 7 houses on this street, and it's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And we've just had, this is crazy.
I mean, I don't think the cul-de-sac has anything to do with it, you know? They were just judging the house itself, not its location.
Well, yeah, but who's driving back and forth on this street?
Yeah,
I don't know. Who's coming here to see it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the board, you know. They're the powers that be. You know, you can't question them.
Yes, I can.
Starting to sound like an April Fool joke.
No, it's definitely not a joke. It's the middle of August.
Huh. Well, anyway.
But I've almost got this done here, so let's see.
Well, we will talk to the board. What are you writing out right now? And what is your job?
Oh, I'm just etching this in stone that, you know, your house.
No, I want to know what your job is.
Oh, I'm just, you know, the secretary here, pretty much, just like administrative stuff. But I also But I also etch the stone tablets.
No.
And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just...
Well, this is not what your job is. This is not your job.
Yeah, well, I have various titles, various tasks and duties.
Yeah, tell me some of them.
Well, for example, right now I'm etching a stone tablet with you and John's name on it that says that your house is ugly.
Come on now.
That isn't your job.
Well, it's not my only job. Look, don't tell me what my job is, all right?
No, you tell me what the rest of your job is.
That's none of your damn business, sweetheart.
Well, it most certainly is, and we're going to hang up, and I'm going to contact the people on the board. Goodbye.
This is Jen.
Oh, hey, Jen. It's your neighbor, Bobson, from down the street.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down the street from you over here on...
Okay.
Well, yeah, so anyways, I was just calling because I was over at your place the other night, just trying to collect a sample of your fingerprint off the doorknob. And I noticed when I was running my black light over it, that there was quite a bit of fecal matter on it.
What are you talking about?
You know,
who are you?
You know, like poop. I was just calling to just kind of recommend, you know, that you be a little more diligent about washing your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Who are you? I'm going to call the police.
Why would you do that?
About.
I'm your neighbor. I just live, I don't know, 5 or so houses down the street from you. Bobson Dugnut. I don't know if we've ever met in person or anything, but I'm sure you've seen me around.
What are you talking about? I'm going to call my next-door neighbor.
No, I'm not your next-door neighbor. I live, like I said,
I'll just call Gail and ask her if she knows who you are.
Well, I don't know Gail. Gail doesn't know me.
Why would I know you?
I didn't say that you did. I'm just saying that I'm your neighbor from down the street. And look, I'm
calling
getting
me
off.
To tell me there's poop on my door?
Yeah,
what are
like
you
I
talking
was.
About? What were you doing on my property?
I already told you. I was just trying to get a sample of your fingerprints off the doorknob.
That's illegal. You cannot come on my property. That's trespassing. And
nobody can go up to your door? What are you talking about? That's not illegal.
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor, Bobson. I've already said that like 3 times.
Your name is Bobson?
Bobson Dugnut from down the street, yes.
Okay, I'll just look it up in the directory.
Well, why are you being so untrusting? I was just calling to give you some neighborly advice, that's all.
Why were you getting a fingerprint off my doorknob?
Don't worry about it. That's not even why I was calling. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, I'm quite worried, very concerned.
Why are you being like this? Why are you being so paranoid?
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Who?
Your neighbor, Winston, from down the street.
Winston?
Correct. Hey, I was just calling because I was over there the other night, and I was trying to get a sample of your fingerprint off your doorknob. And so I was running my blacklight over it, and I was noticing that your doorknob has quite a bit of fecal matter on it. So I was just calling
Wait,
to...
Are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah, this is Robert, right?
I don't know. I don't know who Winston is. I've never heard of Winston.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know if we've ever met in person. You've probably seen me around. I'm the one with the facial tattoos. But anyways, I was running my blacklight.
No, I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter if you don't really know me. That's fine. I'm not offended. But I was just running my blacklight over your doorknob, and yeah, there's a lot of
people. Number one, why did you come here, and what were you running a black light over my doorknob for?
Oh, I was just trying to...
What reason did you have to come here?
I was just trying to get a sample of your fingerprint, you know, just trying to collect your
fingerprint. Why do you want to sample my fingerprints?
Oh, just, you know, no real good reason, just kind of a hobby of mine.
Well, I don't appreciate you coming over here unannounced and doing stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't disturb anything, or you know, I didn't even touch your doorknob.
Well, I don't have any idea why you came here, and I still don't know if you have the right person.
Well, I just told you.
Well, what on earth do you want to do that for?
It's just a hobby of mine. I just collect them.
Well, go take your hobby somewhere else, then.
Well, why are you being like that?
I don't appreciate this.
Well, you're not being very neighborly. I was just trying to be neighborly and give you some advice.
Well, no, I don't consider that neighborly. I think it's intrusive.
Well, I didn't intrude. I didn't knock. You know, it was the middle of the night. I was quiet. I didn't wake you.
Yeah, but you don't have any business doing it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, people aren't allowed to come up to your door?
Well, go to somebody else's house, not mine.
Yeah, but yours was, you know, like, it was the next on my list, you know? I already have everybody else's fingerprints. I'm just collecting everyone's.
I don't want anyone having my fingerprints. It's no one's business.
Well, I'm not doing anything with them. I just have, like,
a photo album. It's nobody's business, so don't do it again, ever.
Well, I already have it. I already have the fingerprints. That's not even why I was calling. I was just calling because I wanted to let you know that you need to be a little more diligent about... You know, washing your hands after you poop. Because there was quite a bit of fecal matter, you know, on your doorknob.
Well, it could have been somebody else's, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got quite a few people coming here to visit me.
So you're blaming your guests?
Yeah, just don't come back again.
Well, I'm not
going
to come back. I already have your fingerprints. I don't need to come back. I was just doing you a favor.
I don't want people having my fingerprints. It's nobody's business.
Well, I'm not doing anything with them. Look, I'm just collecting them.
Why are you being so...
It's not over.
Again.
It's not over. I have other things to say.
Yes, it is over.
Well, I haven't told you about your mailbox.
I don't want to hear about my mailbox.
Well, I ran my black lot over your mailbox, and it's covered in semen.
I don't know what on earth you're talking about.
You know, ejaculate?
I just don't... Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to be helpful, that's all. Like, why are you being so rude?
Well, it's not helpful. You've got no business on my property.
Well, you're being a dick.
Don't ever come back.
I'm not going to come back,
Don't ever come back again. I'm telling you.
Listen, you moron, I'm not going to come back.
You're the moron. God damn it, this conversation's over.
No, it's not. We can keep going with this. That's going to do it for now. Thanks again to Whoa There for smearing shit on people's doorknobs. Don't forget to comment on the volume level and sound quality of these calls in the comment section. Thank you all for your support. Here's one of the best songs ever written.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Aren't you a nice guy? You just go take care of yourself tonight. God bless.